I feel so scared. I got so many microphones around me. I don't know what to say anymore. Well, good evening.
Good evening. Wow.
It's truly a pleasure and honor to be here with you guys.
在这里和大家在一起，非常的荣幸，也非常的开心。
Especially in such a small room, we're all packed. We all drove an hour or two away from our home and to come here together in this special conference.
特别是我们聚集在这一个很小的房间里，大家挤在一起，我们开车过来，一起来参加这个特会，我们离开家。
I understand this is the second retreat you guys have?
这是你们的第二次退休会吧。
So this must be really exciting.
大家一定非常的兴奋。
Right? Especially after COVID, and after so many things happening, and then everybody come out together, this is more like a family vacation, right?
特别是疫情之后，大家能够聚在一起，特别像是一个家庭的聚会。
Right, this is the type of place where you don't want to go to sleep, you stay up until 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning and just chat and just catch up.
来到这里之后，就是大家都不想睡觉，一直聊天，聊到两三点钟。
I'm glad I'm not speaking tomorrow morning.
我很高兴哈，明天早上不是我讲。
So when we come to this kind of retreat, usually we come with a sense of excitement and anticipation, right?
通常呢，我们来到参加这个聚会的时候，通常我们都很期待来参加，也很兴奋。
Right, we are excited that we get to spend time with each other.
我们很兴奋，因为和大家一起度过这几天的时间。
But more importantly, we get to spend time and get to know the Lord more, right?
那让我们更兴奋的是，我们可以在一起来更多的认识主。
I mean, we just sang about wanting to know Him more.
我们刚刚唱了要认识他更多。
And then, so when we come to this retreat conference, we want to get to know Lord's people more as well as get to know the Lord more.
我们来参加特会的时候，我们要更多的认识神的子民，也要更多的认识主。
But I don't know if this happens. I hope it never happens to you guys. But at least for me, when I get older and I want to attend more of these kind of retreats and conferences, I tend to get a little tired.
我希望呢，大家不要像我一样，就是当我变得越来越老的时候，参加这种聚会就会觉得很疲倦。
Especially when you serve, you gotta do this, you gotta prepare this. How come nobody else is doing it? I'm doing everything. I'm tired.
特别是如果你有服事的话，你要 做这个事情，你要安排这个，为什么都是我做，别人不做呢？
And then you become tired and you stop caring as much. It's not exciting anymore. And eventually, you try to avoid this kind of conferences.
特别是呢，你服事多了，你就疲倦了，那么你就试图呢不来参加，能够躲开这样的聚会。
Am I good? Okay. How about now? Okay, so over time we become kind of indifferent and then we try to avoid coming out because it's tiring and you know the stuff. You're not learning anything new after some time, right?
渐渐的呢，我们就会感到厌倦了。我们知道来到参加这个聚会是怎么样，我们会听到什么，得到什么。
But you see, oftentimes this kind of attitude is a reflection of our spiritual state.
那么通常呢，我们这种态度表明的是我们灵里面的状态。
I'm not saying if you come to conference, you are holy. If you don't, you are not. I'm not saying that.
我不是说你如果来聚会你就很圣洁，如果你不来参加你就不圣洁。我不是这个意思。
What I'm saying is, sometimes, especially older Christians, we get tired.
我说的是有的时候我们这些老基督徒会感到疲倦。
And then we get bored of everything that there is to the Bible.
那么慢慢呢，我们对圣经就会，圣经里面每一件事情，我们都会失去兴趣。
And then the worst is when we start talking about the gift of salvation, we go, I know it.
更糟糕的是，当我们讲到拯救的恩典的时候，我们常常无动于衷。
And so I pray for myself and for all of you that we don't ever lose this sense of freshness towards salvation.
那我为自己也是为大家祷告，让我们永远不会失去对救恩的这种新鲜的感觉。That
we don't ever grow callous of this gift.
我们永远不会对这样的恩典毫不在意。And
so when we come here tonight and stay here for the weekend, we don't have this attitude of I know it all.
那我们今天晚上和在整个聚会中，我们不会有这种我已经知道的心态。
And so I've been praying very hard for myself and for all of you to have this attitude of wanting to know him more.
我要为自己为大家努力的祷告，我们大家都有这种我要更多的来认识他的这样的心态。
So that the song that we just sang may not just be a song, may be a worship from the bottom of our hearts.
我们刚才唱的诗歌不单单是一个诗歌，乃是从我们心里面的对神的敬拜。
Can we pray? Let's pray. Father, we bow before you.
父啊，我们匍匐在你面前。
We pray that your spirit of wisdom and revelation may work within us.
愿你赐人智慧和启示的灵赐给我们。
Open the eyes and the ears of our heart so that we may be thirsty and hungry for more of you.
让我们灵里的眼睛和耳朵打开，使我们对你的话呢感到饥渴。
Keep away anything that doesn't belong in this room.
让我们避免任何不属于你的。
Purify our thoughts and our hearts so that we may be focused on you.
来净化我们的心，我们的灵，让我们可以注视在你的身上。
Oh Lord, how we pray that your spirit may strengthen the speaker and the translator.
愿你的灵能够让讲的和翻译的都能够使他们有力量。
So that every single word that comes out of our mouth belongs to you.
让我们嘴中所出的每一句话都属于你。
To you be the glory.
愿你得着荣耀。
In your name we pray.
奉你的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
So tonight's passage is Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 10.
今天晚上的信息是以弗所书第二章一到十节。
It's a very powerful as well as a personal message for me.
对我来讲呢，这是非常有力的，也是非常个人化的一段经文。
It's one of the few scriptures that's really, really clear in terms of who deserves the glory when it comes to salvation.
这几节经文讲得非常清楚，讲到呢，谁配得这样的救恩。
The goal for tonight is to get us excited and to spark some kind of gratitude when it comes to the work, the amazing work of salvation.
今天晚上我的目标呢，是让我们每一个人，因为听见神的话，我们能够让我们感到兴奋，让我们更加的清晰。
Let me first read it in English, and then my brother here will read it in Chinese.
我们先用英文读一遍，然后再用中文读。
Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 10.
以弗所书第二章一到十节。
I'm reading the ESV version.
ESV,
Verse 1. And you were dead in the trespasses and sins in which you once walked, following the courses of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience, among whom we all once lived in the passions of our flesh, carrying out the desires of the body and the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, like the rest of mankind. Verse 4. But God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with him and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the coming ages he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace in kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not your own doing. It is a gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand, that we should walk in them.
你们死在过犯罪恶之中，他叫你们活过来。那时，你们在其中行事为人，随从今世的风俗，顺服空中掌权者的首领，就是现今在悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵。我们从前也都在他们中间放纵肉体的私欲，随着肉体和心中所喜好的去行，本为可怒之子，和别人一样。然而，神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱，在我们死在过犯中的时候， 便叫我们与基督一同活过来。你们得救是本乎恩，他又叫我们与基督耶稣一同复活，一同坐在天上，要将他极丰富的恩典，就是他在基督耶稣里向我们所施的恩慈，显明给后来的世代看。你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。 我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。
This is the word of God.
这是神的话。
Now I believe it takes a tremendous amount of work for God, for us to realize that we are sinners.
我相信我们需要神极大的工作，才能够让我们明白我们在得救之前我们灵里面的状况。
Go around and ask your friends, go around and ask your non-Christian friends, what do they think about themselves?
如果你问一问你周围的还不信主的朋友，他们怎么看自己？
They might point out a few things here and there, but normal people will not admit they're sinners.
他们可能会说到一件两件事，但是大多数人不会承认他们是罪人。
And then even fewer will admit that they're destined for hell.
那么更少的人会承认他们的结局是地狱。
It takes a tremendous amount of grace for God to help us realize what kind of state we're in.
需要神极大的恩典来帮助我们能够认清我们的状态。
An even bigger grace for us to come to Him with a repentant heart.
让我们需要更大的恩典，使我们能够悔改。
Now my wife pointed this out. I don't know if it's true among you guys.But my wife made this observation.
那么，我太太呢？她有一个观察，我不知道是对你们来讲是不是也是真实的。
Most guys don't like to go to doctors.
大多数男人不喜欢去看医生。
Is that true?
是这样吗
？A lot of wives complain that it is like pulling teeth just to get their husbands to go get an annual checkup.
No.对很多妻子来讲，让他们的丈夫做年检是非常非常难的一件事。
I feel fine. Why do I want to go to the doctor?
我没有什么问题，为什么要去看医生
？He's just going to tell me the stuff I don't want to know.
他就告诉我我不想要听的事。
Eating too much meat, not exercising enough, I'm not sleeping enough. Like, yeah, I know, but I'm okay though.
吃了太多的肉，睡眠不足，运动不足。我都知道这些事情。
I'm not that bad. I don't need to go to the doctor, right?
我没有那么糟糕，不需要去看医生。
Because the bottom line is nobody likes to hear anything bad about themselves.
问题就是没有人喜欢听坏的消息。
And when you go to the doctors, you usually pay a lot of money to hear things that you don't want to hear.
你看医生的时候，通常你是付很多的钱去听你不想听的东西。
So why bother, right? Nobody likes to go.
为什么要去看医生呢？
And so the same thing with when we come to the gospel.
来到福音的时候也是同样。
Like we like to hear something good, right?
我们喜欢听好消息。
But in order to listen to the good news, we need to first listen to the bad news.
要听到好消息之前，要先听坏消息。
In order to get the cure, you first must accept the doctor's diagnostic, right?
在你得到医治之前，你首先要接受医生的诊断。
Right, Paul starts the story of our salvation by telling us our spiritual state.
那么我们救恩的开始是神告诉我们我们灵里的状况。
Being transparent about how we're doing before God.
那是我们在神的面前能够赤露敞开。
And then verse 1-3, he uses that we're dead, that we're disobedient, and then we are the children of wrath.
前面讲到我们是死在灵里面，我们是可怒之子，我们受遭受神的愤怒。
So what does it mean that you're dead in your trespass?
讲到我们死在过犯之中是什么意思呢
？I mean, you're alive. I'm alive. We all look very much alive, right? What does it mean we're dead?
你是活的，我是活的，我们大家看上去都是活的。
Paul here doesn't mean that you're physically dead. He means that you're spiritually dead.
保罗在这里讲，不是说你肉身死了，而是你灵里死了。
Meaning that you naturally want to do what you want to do.
你乃是照着你的本性，照着你喜好的去行。
And that you have absolutely no regard.For the things of God,
你对神所做的事情，你觉得没有任何没有任何不愿意顺服。
You have no power to change that, nor do you want to change that.
你既没有能力改变自己，也不想改变。
That's your spiritual state prior to salvation.
这就是你得救之前的状态。
Totally separated apart, independent of God.
与神完全的隔绝。
Living our best life away from God, apart from God.
我们离开神却想要活得最好。
Right, verse 2 says, following the desires and patterns of this world.
第二节就讲，就是照着这个世界，随着世界的风俗去活。
Right, you're alive, but you're dead to God.
你虽然是活着，但是向神是死的。
So what's wrong with this?
这种状态有什么问题？
Right? Your friends, your non-believing friends or family, they look very much alive. They're good people. What's wrong with that?
你的朋友，你周围的朋友，他们都努力的好好的去活，有什么问题？
But according to verse 2, Paul says this, you were sons of disobedience.
但是按照保罗的第二节说，你们本是悖逆之子。
Now, when you start talking like this, it really makes people angry.
当你这种说法会让你周围的人非常的愤怒。
Go to a friend, you tell him you're being disobedient.
告诉你的朋友你是悖逆之子。
Pretty soon you won't have any friends.
很快你就没有任何朋友了。
So you go, I'm a good person, how am I disobedient?
人家会说我是一个好人，怎么说我是悖逆的人呢？
I do good things, I'm obedient to my parents, I get good grades, you know, I'm honest, I don't cheat.
我做各样的好事，我孝敬父母，我很诚实，我不欺骗。
Fine, maybe once in a while I have bad thoughts, but I don't really do anything terrible, right? I'm okay.
我 maybe 有一阵子，过一阵子有一些坏的想法，但是那有什么关系呢？
You know, compared to those other people, I don't murder anybody. I haven't raped anyone. I haven't been to jail. I don't use drugs.
跟其他人比，我没有杀过人，我没有强奸，我没有蹲过监狱。
But Paul says you are simply disobedient. Simply by following the ways of this world, you are being disobedient.
但是保罗说，因着你顺服今世的风俗，你就是悖逆之子。
Nowadays we call it trending.
那今天的话讲叫做我在传哦 OK 叫顺从今世的风俗
OK So it's basically whatever this world is trending or what's popular you do whatever that's popular
对就今天的风俗是流行什么我们就跟随什么
Right back in the 90s what was trending was they wore baggy jeans and then half their boxers are showing that's back then that was trending
在九十年代，所谓风俗呢，就是穿着吊着的牛仔裤。
And then back in the 70s and 80s, it's anything that's super tight.
那么七八十年代呢，就是穿非常紧身的。
I'm not sure about nowadays. I don't really keep track, but different generation, different things are trending.
那我不知道现在的风俗是什么，我跟不上。但是在不同的时代，就有不同的潮流。
But this may not be all bad things, right?
这些不一定都是坏事。
Right, you want to do your best, you want to go to college, you want to get a good job. That's not a bad thing.
你要上好的学校，你要有好的成绩，这些不是坏事。
But my question is, what's the reason behind you doing everything that you're doing?
那我的问题是，你所做这一切背后的目的是什么？
Is it for God?
是为神？
Or is it for yourself?
还是为了你自己？
Right, that's something we really need to start thinking about. Okay?
这是我们需要来思想。
It's one thing to kind of offend a leader or mayor or even the president.
那么我们如果得罪了一个领导、一个市长等等，这是一回事。
Right, you don't disobey a law or you disobey a presidential order. You might get into some trouble.
如果你不遵守律法，如果你不守规矩，你可能会有一些麻烦。
But it's completely different when you disobey the Almighty God.
但是你如果不顺服全能的神，则是另外一回事。
How bad is it when you disobey God?
你不顺服神会有什么样不好的结果？
Small example, Adam and Eve.
一个小的例子就是亚当和夏娃。
God says, "Don't eat from the tree."
神说不要吃那棵树上的果子。
They ate from the tree.
但是他们吃了树上的果子。
That's like not really that big of a deal, right?
那有什么大不了呢？
But then what happened?
结果是什么？
They died.
他们死了。
Not physically dead, but they died spiritually.
不是说肉身死了，而是灵里面死了。
They were banished from the garden forever.
他们永远不能进伊甸园。
Now we have done way worse things than Adam and Eve.
我们所做的比亚当夏娃的远远的要超过他们。
If we start to keep a record, if we kept a record of everything that we've done wrong,
如果我们把所有做的错事记录下来。
We make Adam and Eve look really, really nice.
我们会让亚当夏娃看得非常非常的好。
Right? So what would parents do to their kids for disobedience?
当孩子不顺服的时候，父母会怎样做呢？
We will do something, right?
我们会采取一些行动，对吧？
And depends on the level of disobedience.Hopefully, our discipline correlates to the level of disobedience.
那么，按照他们不顺服的程度，我们管教的程度也应该有所不同。
So, wouldn't you think that the Almighty God would also do something to a very, very, very disobedient creation?
那么你想，那么这个圣洁的神对那非常不顺服的被造之物，他要做什么
？And that's why he.Paul continues saying, "By nature, we are children of wrath."
这就是为什么保罗说我们本是可怒之子。
Our disobedience caused God to be wrathful.
我们的不顺服使神愤怒。
See again, we don't like to hear this kind of stuff, right?
我们不喜欢听这种信息。
We like to hear, "Oh, God loves you unconditionally. He saved you. He gave you His Son." But we don't like to listen to about God's anger, God's wrath.
我们喜欢听神爱我们，他无条件的把他的爱子赐给我们来拯救我们。我们不喜欢听神是愤怒的神。
But in order to appreciate the beauty, the preciousness of God's gift, we have to understand God's wrath.
那么为了我们。如果想要明白神对我们救，我们能够啊宝贝神给我们的救，我们首先要明白神的愤怒。
And so therefore, the Paul's diagnosis of our spiritual condition before salvation is that we are the sons of disobedience.
所以呢，神对我们拯救之前的状态的诊断，乃是我们是悖逆之子。
And then lived in the passions of our flesh.
照着心中的肉体的、喜好去活。
And therefore, children, by nature, we are children of wrath.
所以呢，我们本是可怒之子。
So you need to see that God is angry at us.
一定要看到呢，神向我们的愤怒。
See, back in the 90s, I think, yeah, back in, before YouTube came out, okay?There's this video that floated around this early internet days.
90年代还没有 YouTube 的时候，有一个视频在 在网络上流传。
Is this the video of like somebody dressed up as Satan that's whipping a guy?
那就是呢，有一个人穿上撒旦的衣服在打一个人。
And that guy was just hanging there getting whipped, and there's nothing that guy could do.
那个人就是被打，没有任何还手之力。
And then all of a sudden, there's this other guy who looked just like who looked like Jesus and represented Jesus that went in between the whip and the guy.
那么然后就有一个人好像是耶稣，他来到那个人和撒旦的中间。
And then Satan just continued on whipping, but he whipped Jesus instead of the other person.
那个撒旦呢，就一直还在。鞭打，但是他打到的是不是那个人，而是打在耶稣身上。
And then we were watching. We go, "Oh, Jesus, taking all the punishment for me. He's protecting me from Satan. Oh, therefore, I love Jesus so much."
然后我们就从里面说，哦，耶稣替我们担当了鞭打，他爱我们，所以啊，我要耶稣这样的爱我们。
What's wrong with that picture?
那这种图画有什么问题
？I see some head shaking.
那有人在摇头。
What's wrong with that picture?See, the reality is not Satan that's whipping us.
那事实上并不是耶稣在打，并不是撒旦在打。
Because we have not offended Satan.
我们并没有得罪撒旦。
Who have we offended?
我们得罪了谁呢？
We have offended our Creator.
我们得罪了我们的创造主。
It is God the Father that should be whipping us.
是父神应该来鞭打我们。
You offended God, therefore God is against you.
我们得罪了神，所以呢，神要惩罚我们。
Although God is love,
虽然神是爱,
but because He's holy, our sin inflames Him.
因为神是圣洁的，所以呢，我们的罪就激怒了他。
He is provoked to judge because He's a holy God.
他要审判，因为他是圣洁的。
A holy God cannot do nothing in the face of sin.
面对罪的时候，神不能袖手旁观。
His righteousness cannot leave evil undone.
他的公义不能不惩罚罪恶。
So see, when Christ died on the cross,
当基督死在十字架上的时候,
He saved us from God.
他把我们从神那里拯救出来。
He saved us from God for God.
他为了神把我们从神那里拯救出来。
He saved us from the wrath of God.
他把我们从神的愤怒中拯救出来。
And that's why, like, if you really read the Bible, you really don't have to worry about the devil.
所以如果你好好读圣经的话，你根本不需要害怕那个魔鬼。
Well, you better worry about God.
你要害怕神。
You need to worry about what God is going to do to you.
你要好好的想神会怎样对待你。
Wrath of God is against sinners.
神的愤怒是向着罪人的。
Good on. You guys haven't fell asleep yet. Let's go to verse 4.
我们来看第四节。
But God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love which He loved us.
神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱。
Since we are dead in our sin and transgression,
因为我们死在罪恶过犯中,
having no power or desire to change our lives,
没有能力也没有愿望来改变,
deserving nothing but the full wrath of God,
我们只配得神的愤怒。
Verse 4, in English, he said, but God.
英文第四节讲, 但是神,
being rich in mercy.
So
let me ask you this question. So who took action?
问一下大家，谁采取行动呢？
God, right? Did Paul say, but we did something?
保罗有没有说，但是我们做了什么事？
We are the object of his wrath, right?
我们是他愤怒的对象。
Dead in sin and transgression. Therefore, there's absolutely nothing we can do.
所以我们
But God.
但是神,
God took action.
神采取行动,
See, instead of serving us his wrath, God made us alive together in Christ.
神没有让我们死在罪恶惯犯中, Let me ask you
again. Who is dead?
再问一下大家谁死了?
Who made us alive?
谁使我们活过来?
God, right? So get that through, okay? We have to remember it. But God is the one that took the initiative.
所以我们要明白这一点，是神，神是采取主动行动的那一位。
We did not and could not contribute into our salvation.
我们没有，我们也不能对我们的救恩有任何的贡献。
See, again, this concept is unnatural for us. We don't like this feeling.
这种概念，这种感觉对我们来讲是不自然的，也是我们不喜欢的。
We don't like it how like we did nothing.
我们不喜欢一无所成。
See, we like to believe that we are okay and God saw that we're trying, so He helped us.
我们喜欢说我们还可以，神来帮助我们。
We like to believe that there's some kind of partnership.
我们喜欢呢。 我们有某种程度的合作。
Right, I'm a good person. God saw that I'm good, and I'm trying, so he partnered up with me.
我是一个好人，我努力了，神看到我的努力，所以呢，我跟神一同做工。
This is how we often are raised up to believe, right?
我们是这样被教育长大的。
God helped those who helped themselves.
神帮助那些自助的人。
Have you heard of that?
有没有听过？
Sounds familiar, right? But but this is completely unbiblical.
但是这完全不符合圣经。
See, also says, verse 4 also says, it does not say that one day God felt merciful.
第四节也不是说有一天神他发出怜悯。
Where God suddenly decided, I felt extra merciful today, therefore I'm going to send my son Jesus Christ to die for these unworthy sinners.
也不是说有一天神的慈悲之心大发说我要派我的儿子到地上去救你们。
He says, God being rich in mercy.
那里讲到神有丰富的怜悯。
That means like mercy is part of his character.
而这个怜悯就是他的一个性情。
He cannot stop being merciful, just like I cannot stop being Henry.
他就像我不会不再是Henry 一样，他也不会不再是那位怜悯的神。
Mercy is who God is.
怜悯就是神。
Yes, and God in all his holiness and glory, who is righteous and just, but he's also rich in mercy.
是的，神因着他的公义，他是公义的，他是公平的，同时他也是怜悯的。
Isn't that good news for us?
这对我们是不是好消息？
Right? Because regardless of what we have done,
无论我们做了什么，
Knowing that there is a God in heaven who looks at us in our fallen state, goes to himself and says, I want to show him mercy.
那是神看到我们堕落的状态，他说，我要向他们显出怜悯。
I want to show you the riches of my mercy.
我要向你显明我丰富的怜悯。
I don't want to punish you for the sins. I will have to do something about it, but I really, really, really don't want to punish you.
我看到你的状态，我要显出怜悯，我要向你显出你的怜悯，所以我要采取行动。
Yes, I am a God of wrath, and you are by nature children of wrath, but because of my great love for you.
是的，我是愤怒的神，你也是可怒之子。然而我是因为我是一个我是爱的神。
Right, but God.Shows his love for us that while we're still sinners, Christ died for us.
神来，当我们还是罪人的时候，基督为我们死，神这样来显出他的爱。
We're so familiar with that, but when you start really thinking about that, that doesn't make sense.
我们对这些很熟，但是当我们好好思想的时候，我们会发现，我们会发现这很不合理。
If you really examine your heart, what makes sense is us getting punished.
如果我们好好看我们内心，我们就知道我们应该是被惩罚的。
He made you, you disobeyed, therefore you need to get punished.
他造了你，但是你却不顺服，所以他应该来惩罚你。
Yet we have God who looks at you and say, I don't want to punish you.
但是呢，我们有一位神，他看你的时候，他说我不想来惩罚你。
I have to, but I really don't want to.
我必须来惩罚你，但是我实在不愿意来惩罚你。
Even while I'm in sin, following the ways of this world, gratifying my own desires, telling God to leave me alone.
虽然呢，我随从这个风俗，我是悖逆之子，我拒绝神。
Yeah, God says, but I love you.
但是神却说我爱你。
I love you. I want to demonstrate just how much I love you.
我爱你，我也要显明我何等的爱你。
I'm going to have my one only son to die for you.
我要让我的独生爱子为你而死。
Who knows no sin?
他不知何为罪。
Who comes down in the form of a servant?
他来到这世上，成为一个仆人的形象。
I'm going to have him die on the cross for you.
我要让他为你在十字架上死。
I'm going to show the entire universe just how much I love you.
我要向全宇宙显明我何等的爱你。
It's going to be the greatest demonstration of love.
这是爱的最伟大的显明。
Because I'm full of mercy.
因为我满了怜悯。
My son is going to get beat up.
我儿子要被鞭打。
He's going to get spat on.
他要被吐唾沫。
He's going to get pierced.
他要被钉。
Die on the cross in the most humiliating way.
以最羞辱的方式死在十字架上。
To pay for all the sins that you have ever committed.
为你们所负的每一个罪付了完全的代价。
Even when God being rich in mercy because of the great love which he loved us.
既神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱。
I'd like to spend a few more minutes on this point.
我们再花几分钟来讲这一点。
Because of the great love with which he loved us.
因为他爱我们的大爱。
another point we have to remember.
我们要记住的另外一点,
God did not love you for anything that you have done.
神不是因为我们所做的事爱我们。
That's not why he loves you.
他不是因此爱我们。
See, we need to, again, we need to get over ourselves thinking that God loves me because X, Y, Z.
我们要弃绝一个想法, 就是神爱我因为, 因为一些事情。
Like we did nothing.
我们什么都没有做。
We did nothing to earn God's love.
我们什么都没有做来获取神的爱。
See, we like to do this to other people, right? To our family.
我们,
or friends.
我们对人是, 对我们的家庭, 对朋友, 我们是喜欢这样来做。
Right? We love our kids because you're so smart and you're such good students.
我们对我们的孩子说, 你这么聪明, 这么一个好学生, 所以我爱你。
Or you go to your wife and say, I love you because you're so beautiful.
你告诉你太太说, 我爱你因为你这么漂亮。
Right? You go to your friends and say, I love hanging out with you because you're so fun and you make gets me so happy.
我告诉我们的朋友说, 你这么有趣, 跟你在一起, 非常好玩。
But remember verse 1, he says, we're dead in our sins and transgression.
但是记得第二节说, 我们死在罪恶过犯之中。
That means we did nothing while we're dead, right?
告诉我们说, 我们是死的, 所以我们什么都做不了。
Tell me, can a dead body do anything?
告诉我一个死的身体能够做什么事吗?
Like nothing, right? What do you do to a dead body?
什么也做不了, 那对那个尸体你又怎么样?
Like if I'm alive, I can do something to the dead body, but that dead body over there can't do anything.
我是活的话, 我对那个尸体可以做一些事情, 但是尸体对我做不了任何的事。
We can't do anything while we're dead.
我们死的时候, 什么都做不了。
Yet if you go to chapter 1, verse 4,
第一章第四节,
that he says, he chose us in him before the foundation of the world.
那里讲到在创立世界之前,
so let me ask you guys, what were you doing before God made this world?
问问大家在神创造世界之前,
and to think that God loved you because I did something to earn God's love is completely unbiblical.
如果我们以为我们做了什么事情是神爱我们，这是完全不符合圣经的。
Right, God says, I choose you because I, in love, because I have decided to love you.
我在爱中来节选你，是因为我决定要爱你。
I have predestined for you to be adopted as my children.
我已经预定你成为我的孩子。
We had no part in that decision.
在我们在这个决定中没有跟我们没有任何关系。
Nothing we did to influence God's decision.
我们没有做任何事情来影响神的决定。
Loving us is God's sovereign choice.
爱我们是神全民的选择。
He decided to love us before we were born.
在我们出生之前，神就决定爱我们。
And so there's nothing we could do to earn God's love.
所以我们做不了任何事情来获得神的爱。
And there's nothing we can do to undo His love.
我们也做不了任何事情让神不爱我们。
You see, brothers, this should be so encouraging.
弟兄姐妹, 这个应该让我们非常得到激励。
Because sometimes, as Christians, we feel like we are being right with God, so I feel like God loves me, right?
那作为基督徒, 我们有时候会觉得, 因为我们与神和好, 所以神就爱我们了。
But there also be phases in our life where we're not doing okay with God, so we feel like He's not loving me anymore.
那同样呢, 如果我们在生命中, 我们表现不好, 我们也会感觉神不爱我们。
But the good news of the Bible is that God's love for you and I is unconditional.
但是圣经给我们的好消息是, 神对我们的爱是无条件的。
It is independent of our performance.
跟我们的表现无关。
It is completely dependent on His sovereign choice.
而是完全他自己的权柄的。
We are the objects of God's love.
我们是神爱的对象。
He looks at us and say, I'm going to love you.
他爱我们, 他就告诉我们说, 我要爱你。
I am rich in mercy and I have decided to love Henry.
我有丰盛的怜悯, 所以我决定要爱Henry。
And I'm going after him because of my great loving in Christ.
因为耶稣基督极大的爱, 所以我要跟随他。
Even Henry is dead in sin and transgression.
虽然Henry死在罪恶和过犯之中,
although Henry deserves nothing but my wrath,
虽然他只配得我的愤怒,
but I'm going to make Henry alive in Christ.
但是我要让他在基督里活过来。
This is a great love of God.
这是神极大的爱。
Let's continue.
我们继续。
Verse 5.
第五节。
Even when we are dead in our trespass, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved.
Okay. 当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来，你们得救是本乎恩。
Dead in sin.
死在过犯中。
But made alive in Christ.
但是让我们在基督里一同活过来。
Do you guys see the contrast?
有没有看到对比？
Right? This kind of reminds me of that illustration back in Ezekiel.
让我想起在以西结书里面的那个预言。
Ezekiel chapter 37.
以西结书第三十七章。
When Paul, I mean not Paul, when God told, brought Ezekiel into a vision.
神给以西结一个异象。
He saw a whole field of dry bones, right?
看到遍地的骸骨。
And then God asked Ezekiel, what do you see here?
他神就问以西结，你在这里看到了什么？
A bunch of bones.
看到了一些骸骨。
But God says, tell these bones to get up.
神说让这些骸骨起来。
Tell them to get up and then watch me. I will put life into these bones.
让这些骨起来，你看我要让他们，我给他们披上生命。
I mean, Ezekiel must be like, this is a weird dream, right?
以西结一定想这是一个不可理喻的梦。
So Ezekiel goes, okay, you're the boss. So Ezekiel goes to the bones and said, hey, bones, get up.
所以呢，以西结说你是老板，所以好吧，他就对那些骸骨说，嘿，骸骨你们起来。
And then so those bones started moving, started rattling together, started maybe something like transformer type stuff, start piecing together.
然后这些骸骨就开始活动起来，有一些动作，好像变形金刚一样，他们开始动作。
And then you start seeing a muscle tissue start growing, the bones and tendons start rearranging to the right places, and then eventually the flesh and then skin grew up.
然后呢，就会看到这些骨与骨啊，筋与筋之间连接起来，然后又披上了皮。
But those are still just dead bodies.
那还是一些死尸。
But then God says, "Speak through these bones and tell them to breathe."
然后呢，神告诉他说。让他们开始呼吸。
And Ezekiel said, "Hey, why don't you said start breathing, bones?"
然后以西结就说：“这些骸骨，你们开始呼吸。
”And then these bones, what happened? They started breathing. They came alive, and they became an army.
然后呢，这些骨他们就开始呼吸，活过来，成为一个军队。
See, this is a picture of being God's ability of resurrecting or transforming something dead to something alive.
所以呢，这是。告诉我们说，神让一些死的，他们可以改变，他们可以成为生命，成为一个军队。
We're like those bones. We had no chance of doing anything, more even less chance of making ourselves come alive.
我们就像这些骸骨一样，我们什么都做不了，更不能让我们活过来。
The only future for these bones are to continue to be dry.
那对于这些骸骨来讲，他们的结局就是继续的死在那里。
The only future for us is to continue to die.
我们的未来也就是继续活在继续在死里面。
See, before you know Christ,
在我们认识基督之前
，you are not sick.
你不是病了
，you are dead.
你是死了。
You don't need medication.
你不需要药物。
You need resurrection.
你需要复活。
That's a big difference.
这之间的差别非常大。
See? But instead of letting us rot, God says, I'm going to have my son die for you.
神没有让我们继续腐败下去，乃是神乃是说，我要让我的儿子为你而死。
So that you can have his life.
所以你可以有他的生命。
And when I raise him to life,
当我让我的儿子复活的时候，
you will also be raised up with him.
你要跟他一同活过来。
I will restore your spiritual organs, I will restore your spiritual muscle, and then I will turn your heart of stone into a heart of flesh.
我要让你属灵的器官，我要恢复你属灵的器官，我要让你重新呼吸，我要让你的实心变为肉心。
And then Paul gets even more crazier.
然后
look at verse 6. And raised us up with him and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ.
第六节保罗讲的让我们更加不可思议，他说他又叫我们与基督一同复活，一同坐在天上。
See, God says, I will not just give you his life.
神说我不单单要把他的生命给你，
I will also raise you up to allow you to sit with him，
我还要让你与他同坐，
right here in the heavenly places， right next to my son，
在天上坐在我儿子的旁边。
See， we're not just barely saved from sin and death，
我们不单单是从罪里面得到拯救，
He seated us with Christ，
他让我们与基督同坐。
When's the last time you imagine sitting there with Christ?
你能够想象你上一次与基督坐在一起是什么时候？
Right, as Christians kind of growing up, I felt like I'll just go to heaven. I'll stay in the corner of the heaven. I'll try not to get in trouble, and then I'll be happy.
啊，作为基督徒，我们成长，我们的想法可能就是我到了天上之后，我就坐在一个角落里面，我不会啊有任何的错误，我就会很高兴。
We daydream, right? Do we still daydream?
我们是不是还做白日梦呢？
I think that's not a thing anymore because just TikTok and then.
现在不会再有人做白日梦了，因为我们有手机。
If and when you do daydream, you dream about like some cool stuff that might happen in the future.
那如果你白日做梦，梦到将来会发生一些很奇妙的事。
Something exciting that you're looking forward to.
你向前看，没有什么让你所感到兴奋的。
Right.But then when's the last time we daydream about sitting in the heavenly places with Christ?
你还记不得上次你白日做梦做到与基督做到和基督一同坐在一起？
I remember as a kid, my grandfather, he owned a local newspaper company.
我还记得我是小孩的时候，我的爷爷还外公。我爷爷呢，他有一个他管着一个小的Office, right? Post office.
Newspaper company.
Okay. 他有一家小的报社。
And it's, he had about 100, yeah, he had about 200 employees under him.
他手下大概有200多个职员。
So he was quite a big shot back then.
那个时候他算一个大人物。
And then I was his grandson, right?
我是他孙子。
So I get to stroll in his office, pass all the guards, pass all the officers, and go right into his office.
我可以呢，去他的办公室的时候，我可以穿过所有的警卫、所有的员工，直接进入他办公室。
If he's in a meeting or if he's talking to somebody important, doesn't matter. If I show up, I get to go in.
不管他是在开会还是还是在跟别人谈话都没有关系，我就直接。我就可以直接到他那里去。
I sat on his lap.
我坐在他的腿上。
And then he will say, "This is my grandson."
然后他会说，这是我孙子。
I go, "That's my 阿公."
我会跟你说，这是我阿公。
I was so, I can go in there and sit there whenever I want.
我可以随时随地就到那里去坐着。
And then people will greet me.
大家还会跟我打招呼。
I felt awesome because.When I'm in his presence, nobody else can tell me what to do.
我觉得非常好。我到他那里的时候，没有人能够对我指手画脚。
Not even my dad.
甚至我爸都不行。
But that's my grandfather, right?
那是我爷爷，对不对？
But can you imagine sitting on the throne with Christ?
但你能想象与基督坐在宝座上吗？
Far above all the rules and authorities and power and dominion.
远超过天上各样执政的掌权的
remember,
有能的
Remember Revelation chapter 4?
记不记得启示录第四章
It's a picture of that throne, God's throne.
那里让我们看到神的宝座的画面
Right, there's lightning and there's thunder, the jaspers, it's all different kind of crazy like lightnings and stuff.
宝座那里有闪电有雷鸣有各样的宝石各种各样的情形
And then around it, there's 24 thrones for the elders, right?
在那个二十四位长老的座位下
，and then around them there's heavenly tens and thousands of heavenly hosts and cherubims and angels is worshiping him.
有千万的天使基路伯在那里敬拜神。
Imagine sitting there.
能够想象你坐在那里。
I don't know how to imagine that.
我都不知道如何去想。
But Paul's point is.
保罗的意思是。
Look how big of a contrast we have.
让我们看一看这个对比有何等的强烈。
We went from dead, deserving God's wrath to a child of God sitting with him on his throne.
你呢,从死在罪犯之中变成了神的,能够跟神的儿子坐在宝座上。
That's our spiritual position we have to recognize.
是我们必须要知道的我们属灵的地位。
It's no matter where we are, no matter what kind of circumstances we're under, that is our final position.
无论呢,我们在哪里,无论我们在什么环境之下,我们最终的地位就是在那里。
We gotta start seeing the way God sees us.
我们需要呢,能够眼睛被打开。
Not as pitiful orphans fighting for scraps here on this earth.
我们不是呢,在这地上像一个可怜的孤儿那样,你争我抢。
But we are to see ourselves as esteemed children of God seated with Christ.
我们要看我们自己是神的孩子与基督同坐。
This is not a fairy tale.
这不是一个神话。
This is reality, guys.
这是一个现实。
This is as real as things are going to get.
这是我们将要得到的真实的事。
So the question is, why would God do all these crazy things to us?
那么问题是神为什么要向我们做这些我们没有办法理解的事?
Why would God take me from being dead in sin to where I was going out of my way just to rebel against him?
为什么神让我本来是死在罪恶过犯之中顺从自己的己意背逆他的?
Instead of giving me wrath, he gave me the life of his son.
他没有愤怒没有倾倒在我们身上而是把他的儿子生命赐给我们
And then elevated me to sit with him in the heavenly places.
提升我们让我们在天上与他同坐。
Why would God do this?
神为什么要这样做?
Verse 7
第七节
So that in the coming ages he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace in kindness towards us in Christ Jesus.
要将他极丰富的恩典，就是他在基督耶稣里向我们所施的恩慈显明给后来的世代看。
God says, I want to show off.
神说我要显明。
I want to show off.
我想要嘚瑟。
I want to show off how much grace I can pour into someone who doesn't deserve it.
我要显明我要把我的有何等安的爱显明给那些不配的人。
Because I want to show off how immeasurable the riches of my grace is in Christ Jesus.
我要显明在耶稣基督里面我的恩典是何等的丰富。
I want to show how much I have in Christ Jesus.
我要显明在耶稣基督中我的丰富。
And so therefore I'm going to raise you from being a helpless child of wrath And I'm going to raise you to a point where you're going to sit on his throne.
我要让你从毫无没有办法得不到任何帮助的那种光景中把你提升，让你成为神的儿女。
Guys, if this is not amazing grace, I don't know what else is.
如果这个还不是奇异的恩典，我不知道什么是。
We really gotta pray for ourselves to have the Spirit open up our eyes.
我们实在要祷告，让神的灵来开我们灵里的眼睛。
So that we don't approach grace as something that we deserve.
让我们在看恩典的时候，让我们看不再以为是我们配得的。
So that whenever the topic of grace comes up, in our heart we go amazing.
每次讲到恩典的时候，从我们内心里面我们就知道这是奇异的恩典。
God says, I want Tom to be my son.
神说我要周刚成为我的儿子。
I'm going to show you the riches of my grace.
我要向他显明我丰富的恩典。Nothing
you ever experienced will come near what I'm about to pour over you.
你过去所经历的远远比不上我要所赐给你的。I'm
going to shower you with so much grace that everybody sees it, they're going to say, God is amazing.
我要把我的恩典丰丰富富的赐给你，让每一个人看到的时候都能够看到神的恩典。In
fact, it's going to take an eternity for me to show you how amazing my grace is.
要需要永世才能够向显明我对你的恩典。That
is grace.
这叫做恩典。Grace,
by definition, is something that we do not deserve.
按照定义，恩典就是我们所不配得的。God
did all that to you because he loved you.
神向你所做的这一切都是因为他爱你。And
that he is so rich in mercy, he wants to show just how immeasurable his mercy is.
他对你的恩典是那样的丰富，他就是要显明他恩典的丰富。He
wants to use you to show off.
他要用你来显明他的恩典。
No matter how undeserving you are,
不管你如何的不配,
don't ever think that you can ever undeserve your way out of grace.
永远不要以为你配得这个恩典。
And then verse 8 and verse 9.
第八节和第九节。
These two verses are also extremely familiar.
这两节对我们非常的熟悉。
It's probably one of the first verses we memorized.
也许这是我们能够背诵的最先会背的经文。
For by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God. Not as a result of works, so that no one may boast.
你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信。这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
See, these verses are, again, it's incredibly important.
这些经文非常的重要。
And kind of points out what Paul really wants to communicate here.
他指出保罗要向我们所说的。
Again, Paul wants to make sure that we know we did not earn our salvation.
保罗要让我们清楚地知道我们不配这个救恩。
You did nothing to earn your salvation.
你没有做任何事使你得到救恩。
You were dead. You did nothing.
你没有做任何事。
It is His mercy and His mercy alone with great love towards you.
他的怜悯只有他的怜悯和他向你的爱。
He made you alive in Christ.
他让你在基督里活过来。
He put you in the heavenly places.
他把你放在天上。
You did none of that.
你什么都没有做。
It is by grace through faith.
是本乎恩，因着信。
Not as a result of your work, so that you cannot boast.
不是出于行为，所以你不能自夸。
See, the last thing God wants is people running around heaven and showing each other what they have done on earth.
神最不要我们做的事，就是我们到天上之后，我们可以自夸我们做了什么事情。
Like He doesn't want Henry to go up to heaven and say, "Hey, I spoke at this Thanksgiving retreat and people were touched."
他不能让我到天上去说我在这个感恩节特会上我讲的话帮助了弟兄姐妹。
Like if I were to say that in heaven, he's going to smack me.
如果我这样说的话，他会扇我耳光。
Right, he doesn't want people to go and brag about how great they were on earth.
他不要人到天上之后为着地上所做的事而吹嘘。
This is why God hates pride so much.
这就是为什么神这么记恨骄傲。
Because it's an insult to His grace.
因为呢，那是对他的恩典的羞辱。
For you to talk about yourself as if your dead body somehow contributed, it's an insult.
如果呢，你自夸你这个死的身体能够做什么事情，那是对恩典的一种羞辱。
We really have to ask the Holy Spirit to really nail in our hearts the amazingness of God's grace.
我们需要圣灵把神的恩典刻记在我们心里。
This gift of salvation.Is from God.
这个救恩的恩典是出于神。
It's a gift.
是一个礼物。
By definition, a gift is not something we have earned.
按照定义，礼物不是我们挣来的。
Right? He did absolutely nothing.
你什么都没有做。
Right? When your child goes to you and say, "Mommy, Daddy, I deserve a birthday gift."
如果你小时候对你父母说，我配得一个生日礼物。
Like, you don't deserve a birthday. Your mom suffered for your birthday. Like, what do you deserve?
你怎么能说你配得一个礼物呢？你妈妈为你的生日付出了劳苦。
What have you done to contribute to your birth?
你对你的出生有什么贡献？
And you want a birthday gift?
你还想要一个生日礼物？
Parents, we give our kids birthday gifts because we love them.
那我们给我们的孩子生日礼物是因为我们爱他们。
Salvation is a gift from God.
救恩是神给我们的礼物。
I hope that I'm repeating myself so much, you guys getting annoying, but this is what Paul's trying to convey here.
我希望呢，我这样不断的重复，让你们感到 annoying 啊，你们都烦了。但是我希望你们能够得到保罗要讲的点。
But Paul wants us to know absolutely clear that we did nothing to earn our salvation.
保罗要讲的非常非常的清楚，我们对我们的救恩没有任何的贡献。
It's freely given to us.By His grace,
是神因着恩典而白白所赐给我们的，
gift,
是一个礼物。
It's a definition of grace.
按照定义，这就是恩典的定义。
See, of all the religions in this world, if you consider Christianity a religion,
那么如果我们把基督教也叫一个宗教的话，那么世界上所有的宗教
All the other religions in the world, they teach you good advice.
在所有其他的宗教都是给你一些好的建议。
Only Christianity, only the gospel of Jesus Christ,
只有基督教，只有耶稣基督的福音
gives you good news,
给你好消息。
All the other religions, they'll tell you, you gotta do this, don't do that, earn this, pray that many times, then maybe you get to heaven.
那所有其他宗教都是做这个不要做那个，你好好的祷告，也许有一天你能够上天堂。
Only the word of the Bible tells you everything has been done by Jesus Christ.
只有圣经告诉您说，基督已经成就了一切。
That's the good news of our salvation.
这是我们得救的福音。
This is a grace that does not exist in this world.
是这个世界不存在的恩典。
It's a gift of God, not by works.
是神的恩典，不是靠着人的行为。
This is what separates us from all the other religions.
是基督教与其他的宗教完全不同。
Every other religion is work-based.
所有其他宗教都是基于行为。
Only Christianity is gospel, is good news based.
只有福音是基于福音、只有基督教是基于福音。
How many more minutes do I have? What's my time?
9:15.
All right. So that's about 25 minutes. All right.So the good news is this, although you are beyond fixing.
那福音呢就是说虽然你已经无可救药。
Although you have completely trashed the glory of God.
虽然你已经让神的荣耀彻底的在你身上。虽然你使神的荣耀 trash, 虽然你完全失去神的荣耀。
Yet as a gift of his grace,
但是他恩典这个礼物
God looks at you and say, I love you.
但是神看着你说他爱你
And I'm going to make things right with me.
我要让你与我和好
See, if you're a Christian, you know that we are justified freely as a gift.
基督徒应该知道我们是白白的称义
Right, by making sure we know our contribution of into salvation, which is nothing.
我们要知道一点，就是呢，我们对救恩没有任何的贡献。
Paul's goal in this whole passage is to make sure we give glory to God.
神保罗整段这段信息的目的就是让我们知道要将荣耀归给神。
Because our tendency is to reserve glory for ourselves.
因为我们的倾向是把荣耀留给自己。
Every little kid goes, look at me, look at me.
小孩都会说看看我看看我
Adults do the same thing
大人也是一样
Why else do we have so many social media platforms
为什么我们有这么多的社交平台呢
By nature we want people to look at ourselves We want ourselves to be the center of attention
因为我们的本性就是希望大家都看我使我们成为中心
Nobody wants to give glory to God
没有人要荣耀神
But Paul's point hereis so that we give glory to God.
保罗在这里面要说的是我们要将荣耀归给神。
Because salvation doesn't belong to us.
因为救恩不是出于我们。
Not even a single bit.
一点点都不出于我们。
This way, we can live and walk humbly and securely.
这样呢我们才能够谦卑的生活 谦卑的、我们行事为人才能够谦卑。
Verse 10, for we are his workmanship.
第十节，我们原是他的工作。
See, the thing is, a lot of times, sometimes we go to like the other extreme where we think we are pitiful.
有的时候我们会走到另外一个极端，觉得自己很可怜。
Right, as Christians, we are humble, but we are so humble that we become pitiful.
作为基督徒，我们非常的谦卑，谦卑到一个地步，我们很可怜。
I don't know if this happens often, but like a lot of times you go like some of the Christians are really they really look like they're beggars.
我不知道是不是，但是有的时候有些基督徒看上去好像一个乞丐。
Oh, I'm not worthy. I deserve nothing. I'm poor. I'm pathetic.
You know, 我什么都不是，我非常可怜，我非常的绝望。
Being humble doesn't mean you have to be pitiful.
谦卑不代表你要可怜。
God not only saved from the wrath that we rightly deserve.
神不单单从我们本来配得的愤怒之中得到拯救，
but he also made something beautiful out of us.
他也在我们里面有美丽的制作。
Right? For we are his workmanship.
因为我们是他的工作。
Workmanship, which in Greek, Paul used the word poem.
在工作这个词在希腊文里面保罗用的词是诗。
The poem, the idea that we are a beautiful poem.
这里保罗在这里面讲的是我们是神美丽的诗篇。
Well, another translation is we are his work of art.
另外一个翻译就是我们是他的艺术品。
God is so proud of his work that he calls us we are his work of art. If he's proud of us, shouldn't we also be proud of ourselves? Proud of what God has done.
神如此的为我们感到骄傲，他称我们是他手中的杰作。如果神为我们都骄傲的话，我们应当如何呢？
Have you ever done something like a school project or a report or something amazing you've accomplished?
你有没有记得你在学校有没有做过一些项目一些作品？
Where you really poured out your heart and created something you are really proud of?
你倾倒了你的心血，让你做出来，让你感到非常的骄傲。
You want to show it to your friends, you want to show your family, you want to take lots of pictures, you want to preserve it forever.
你把你的作品先给你的朋友、你的家人，你把他们照下来，你希望永远的保存。
Like you can't stop looking at it because it's so beautiful.
因为你就止不住的一直要看，因为做的太美丽了。
This is the way God looks at us. He calls us, we are his beautiful works of art.
神就是这样看我们，因为神称我们是他一个美丽的艺术杰作。
He wants to show us off.
他要把我们显明出来。
How incredible it is to be called God's masterpiece.
被称为神的杰作是何等的不可思议。
Again, this is another one of those things where you may not feel like it.You may not agree with it, but this is I'm reading this out of the Bible.
这又是一件事情，让我们可能感觉不是这样，也许我们不同意，但是圣经就是这样讲的。
He somehow transformed us from a dead body to a work of art.
神改变了我们，让我们从一个死尸变成一个杰作。
God's love is transformative. It transforms us.
神的爱能够改变他，改变了我们。
Yes, it's a transforming love.
是一种可以。改变的爱。
It's a love that meets us where we were.
这种在我们的光景中来遇见我们的爱。
But it will transform us into where we need to be, where we need to be.
这种爱改变了我们，让把我们带到我们应在的地方。
The love that saved your soul will also change your life.
那么改变我们灵魂的爱也改变我们的生命。
Right, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, it says, Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation.
哥林多后书第五章说：“若有人在基督里，他就是一个新的创造。”
The old has passed away; the new has come.
旧事已过，都变成新的了。
Right, let's continue verse 10.
继续第十节。
For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them.
我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神预备叫我们行的。
Our salvation is 100% God's grace.
我们的救恩是神百分之百的工作，百分之百是神的工作。
We are not saved as a result of our works.
我们不是因着我们的行为得救。
But as a result of our salvation, we should naturally work.
但是呢，我们得救的结果是我们要有行为。
Naturally, we should be gravitating towards the things of God.
我们呢，被不断改变朝向神。
So the person who has been truly raised from the dead is raised not only so that God will show off his grace.
那么真正在主里面得救的不单单是神显出他的恩典。
But this person will also start to do good works.
而这个人呢也开始行善。
That's why those of us who really knows Jesus knows wants to really figure out what is this, what is that God want me to do?
所以呢，一个真正得救的人，他会常常想神要我做什么。
Like God put me here on earth, He gave me this new life for something, right?
神拯救了我，给我这个生命是有目的的。
I gotta do something. God made me for something. I don't want to waste my time here on earth.
神救了我，我要 我要有所作为，我不能浪费我的生命。
I'm not satisfied being just like everyone else.
我不能因为和其他人一样而感到满足。
Right? I don't want to just retire and sit on the beach and play golf all day. That's not enough. I want more.
我不单单是说我退休了，在沙滩上打打高尔夫球，这些远远不够。
Like, I want to serve. I want to do something for the glory of God.
我要服侍，我要为荣耀的神有所作为。
How can I grow? How can I help others to grow? How can I be impactful?
我如何能够长进？我如何帮助其他的人能够长进？
God, if you're not going to let me do anything, just take me home. I'm wasting my time here.
如果神你不要我做任何事，就把我接回到天家，我不要在这里浪费时间。
I'm your workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works.
我们是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善。
Which you determined beforehand that I should walk in them.
是神预备叫我们所行的。
I have been saved and created. I've been created and been saved to do good works.
我被造，我被拯救，是为了要行善。
Again, that's why it's for Christians. It shouldn't satisfy you to just make a lot of money.
作为基督徒，我们不能够因为我们赚了大钱而就满足了。
Right? It should be rewarding, but not like completely satisfying for you to, you know, get big houses, make a lot of money. I'm not saying don't do those. Okay, I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is those should not be your end goal.
作为基督徒，我不是说大家不能住大房子、赚大钱。我所要说的是，那个不应该是我们的目标。Your
goal in life should be something higher than that.
你生命的目标应该更高。Right?
When our new life, because our new life should be yearning something in heaven.
我们新的生命应该让我们在天上能够得到一些。
Earthly means are just a means to a higher end.
那么我们在地上所做的，乃是让我们能够在天上能够得到。
Brother and sister, let me make it clear. If God's gift to you is to be financially prosperous so that you can help other people who are less fortunate, that's your gift.
如果弟兄姐妹说，如果神在财富上来祝福你，使你可以来帮助。 贫穷的人，这是你应该做的。If
God somehow bless you with eloquence so you can speak, that's your gift.
如果神让你有口才，那你就可以讲话。Use
your gift wisely.
要智慧地使用你的恩赐。That's
the good works Paul is talking about here.
这是神所讲的善行。See,
we're not saved by works, but we're saved four works.
我们不是因着行为得救，但是我们得救是为了有行为。
We have to, again, we have to get this right, okay? We didn't work ourselves into salvation.
我们要明白这一点，我们不是因为我们的行为而得救。
But those of us who are saved should naturally want to do good works.
然而那些得救的人应该自然地做好事。
Spend some time over this retreat. Think about how salvation has changed you.
在这个退休会里面，大家可以花一点时间想一想神的救恩如何改变了我们。
Right? When we talk about, sometimes I ask you, like, tell me about how you were saved.
有的时候我们会问说你是如何得救的。
Or tell me about the story of your salvation.
或者讲讲你得救的故事。
But if all you can come up with is, oh, God touched me 20 years ago in this retreat, and I was so touched, and then if that's all you can come up with, where's the work?
如果你所能讲的，能够说出来的，就是二十年前神如何的感动了我的心，我得救了。如果你所能讲的只有这些，那你的行为在哪里？
If you didn't grow and mature for the past 20 years, what happened to the works of salvation?
如果在过去二十年你没有成长，没有成熟，那么你的工作在哪里？
God says we are a new creation.
神说我们是新的创造。You should
look a lot different than the dead body you used to be.
你应该跟过去那个死尸看上去非常的不同。If
20 years later you still look like that dead body, maybe you're still dead.
如果二十年之后你看上去还像那个死士，也许你就是还是死的。
You are a new creation. You are saved by grace through faith.
你是一个新人，你因着恩典，你也本着信而得救。
You should have this joy inside of you.
你里面应当有这种喜乐。
That goes like, wow, I'm God's workmanship.
你要非常的兴奋，因为你是神的杰作。
I'm his masterpiece. I used to be dead, but now I'm seated with Christ.
我过去是一个死士，但今天我成为神的杰作，我与基督一同坐在天上。
Like you won't believe what kind of rebel I used to be. You won't believe what kind of rebel I used to be.
你不知道我过去是一个什么样子。
Like if you talk to my mom, like she would tell you, like she basically gave up on me.
如果你问我妈妈的话，她基本上把我放弃了。
And she went to a point where she stopped caring about me.
到一个地步，她不再在意我。
She made a testimony once that I gave up. I prayed to God. God, you take care of Henry. I'm done.
他曾经做过一见证，他跟神祷告说：“神啊，你来管这个孩子，我不管了。”
Yes, somehow God opened up my eyes and made me realize what a terrible child I was.
但是神有一天开了我的眼睛，让我看到我是一个何等糟糕的孩子。
And from the bottom of my heart, I became fearful for offending God for the first time.
那从我的心里面，我第一次对神感到畏惧。
And then through this works of salvation, I actually look forward to being seated with him one day.
然后借着这个神的救恩，我就盼望有一天能够跟他同坐。
Where he will spend an eternity pouring out his grace on me.
他在那个永恒里面将他的爱倾倒在我身上。
He made me alive when I was dead.
当我死的时候，他让我活过来。
And now that I'm alive,
现在我活过来了。
I want to do something.
我要做一些事情。
I don't want to waste my life chasing superficial things.
我也不想呢浪费我的生命追求一些表面的事物。
Honestly, as much as I love spending time with you guys, I don't know that many of you.
啊，虽然我非常愿意跟大家在这里啊花时间跟大家在这里，但是我认识的人并不多。
I really don't know about your lives or your background or whatever struggles that you're going through right now.
我不知道你的生活、你的背景、你有什么挣扎，现在你所经历的。
But I do know that God loves you enough to gather us together tonight.
但是我知道神爱你到一个地步，让我们今天能够在这里聚集。
And you even using me as a conduit of blessing.
也甚至借着我成为一个祝福的器皿。
And perhaps by using Ephesians 2, it somehow touched you.
也盼望神能够使用腓立比书第二章来触摸你的心。
There could be people here that's not sure if you're raised from the dead.
也许有人在这里并不确定有没有从罪恶中被啊，他叫我们从罪恶中活过来。
If you're not, or somebody here that's not sure if you're born again.
如果有人不确定有没有重生。
But when you think about the contrast of being a child of wrath to be a child of God, who is seated on the throne of Christ.
当你想到从一个可怒之子变为神的儿子，并且能够与基督同坐这个对比的时候。
And this not only seated on the throne, but the love and the grace of Christ lavished on you for all eternity.
而且呢，不单单是说与他一同坐在天上，而且基督的爱与真的在永世里面也一直的提升着你。
Maybe some of you never experienced this kind of grace of God.
也许有人从来没有经历神的这样的恩典。
Maybe you grew up in church.
也许你是在教会里面长大。
I grew up in church.
我就在教会里长大。
In fact, I'm a fourth generation Christian.
我是第四代基督徒。
But it wasn't until sometime in college that I experienced this kind of grace of God.
但是直到上了大学之后，我才经历神这种爱，这种恩典。
Maybe you heard things before, but you never take into a heart.
也许你听过一些事情，但是从来没有进到心里。
But maybe tonight is the first time you realize you are really dead in sin and transgression.
Maybe tonight is
the first time you realize you really can do nothing. But God.
但是神,
but God so loved you that he sent his son to die on the cross.
但是神这样的爱你,他让他的儿子上十字架,
to pay for your sins.
为你的罪付上代价。
Guys, we hear this all the time.
我们一直听到这样的信息。
But please, please, please don't let this just be another history lesson.
但是千万千万千万不要让 这个信息只是一个成为一个历史课。
I pray for myself that I don't die passionless for the gospel.
我也为我自己不要呢对死在对福音没有任何的感觉之中。
I do hope that the older I get, the more passionate I can become for the gospel.
我的祷告是说我变得越老，我越爱这个古老的福音。
That God so loved the world that he sent his one and only son to die for you.
神爱世人，甚至赐下他的独生子
，to pay for your sins，
来为我们罪付上代价
，to take the wrath of God，
来承担神的罪恶，神的愤怒
，and so that you and I can be raised together with Christ from the dead，
所以呢，你和我可以从死里面与基督一同活过来
，and ascended to heaven to the highest place，
并且把我们送我们到天上最高之处
，really really need to think。 Think, despite all that you have done,
我们要好好的想, 尽管我们做了那些事情,
but whether it's a small offense or a huge offense, in the eyes of God, we were really dead.
无论是触犯神的小事和或者大事, 在神的眼中, 我们都是死的,
but because the riches of His mercy,
但是因他丰富的怜悯,
and His great love for all of us,
和对我们爱我们的大爱,
He has given us a new life.
他把一个新的生命赏赐给我们。
God says, I want to show off my grace by pouring out on you.
神说他要借着把爱倾倒在我们身上来显明他的爱。
By giving us Ephesians chapter 2.
他把以弗所书第二章赐给我们。
That even before you were born, he already picked you.
在你出生之前他已经拣选你。
He says, I want you to be my proud workmanship.
他说我要让你成为我可以骄傲的杰作
You are going to be my masterpiece
你成为我的杰作
I'm going to show off to the world how much I love you
我要向全世界显明我如何的爱你
And you will do such good works in which I have prepared for you
你也要做我为你所预备的善事
And that you will walk in me and spend all eternity to know how great I am
你要与我同行 你要知道我是何等的伟大
See, if we get to taste even a fraction of God's immeasurable riches,
我们如果能够稍稍品尝一点神那测不透的恩典,
how do we not respond?
我们怎么能会无动于衷?
How can we still come before His presence and just, I know it?
我们怎么能够来到他的同在之中而无所谓呢?
We really shouldn't, right?
我们不应该这样，是吗?
Do you? That's why it all comes down to prayer. We need to pray for the Holy Spirit to do such work in our hearts so that we really know what great work He has done.
这只有还是要祷告。我们只有祷告呢，让圣灵真的让我们知道他在我们身上所显明的是何等大的恩典。
We need to see how completely hopeless we were.
要看到我们自己完全的没有盼望。
Lived in rebellion, satisfying ourselves.
是活在悖逆之中, 为了满足我们自己的私欲。
But God, because of His unsearchable riches,
但是神因他极丰富的怜悯,
the riches of His grace,
他丰富的恩典,
gave us a new life.
把新的生命赐给我们。
Not only do we have a new life, but we get to live that new life seated with Him. In the heavenly realms.
不单单有了一个这样的新生命, 而且在这生命当中, 我们与他一同坐在天上。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, we are amazed by the work that you have done for us.
天父, 当我们看到你在我们身上所做的工作的时候, 我们何等的稀奇。
We pray that this your work of salvation may never ever become calloused in our hearts.
我们也祷告，让你在我们身上所做的救恩的工作， 让我们心里面从来不会轻看。
Every time we come before you,
每次我们来到你面前的时候，
we get to see what a great and awesome God that we worship.
让我们看到我们所敬拜的是何等伟大、何等奇妙的神。
Don't ever let us get bored of that.
让我们永远不会对你，让我们真的是对你失去了那个起初，让我们真的心里面感到够了。Thank
you, Lord, for loving us.
主，谢谢你爱我们。
We pray that you may help us to also love you.
我们祷告你帮助我们也来爱你。
That we may love you more each day.
让我们每天可以爱你更多。
Until all eternity.
直到永世。
May you be glorified and may you be pleased with our gathering.
那愿我们的聚集能够，你能够得到荣耀，你也能够得到喜乐。
In your holy name we pray.
愿你圣名我们祷告。
Amen.
Amen.